After a car hit the crowd at the Liverpool Trophy Parade. 79 people were injured when it happened on Monday evening. Our reporter Chris Chambers has more.
Paul Doyle is facing 7 charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by 6 people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent, and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges, though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
Next, Radio X has been told children as young as 14 look to have been selling knives to other young people on apps like Snapchat. Met police are working to clamp down on it and carrying out early morning raids. We've asked Snapchat for a response, but they haven't replied yet. Donald Trump's tariff plans are back on again. The US appeals courts temporarily reinstated his taxes on foreign-made goods. It comes a day after a trade court ruled the president exceeded his authority when he unveiled his idea to boost manufacturing in the US. The Court of Appeals says it will pause the lower court's ruling to consider the government's appeal. And we've got a new Banksy, but we don't know where it is. The image of a lighthouse with the words "I want to be what you saw in me" has been posted on their Instagram, but it's not clear where it's been done.
Sport.
Luke Humphreys has won the Premier League darts title for the first time, beating world champion Luke Littler in the final. The world number one won 11-8 at the O2 Arena in London. He takes home the top prize of £275,000. And it was a mixed day for the Brits at the French Open tennis. Jack Draper came through a 4-set thriller to reach the third round in Paris, but Katie Bolter was knocked out in her match. Iga von Świątek and Carlos Alcaraz are among the big names in action today. There'll also be a British clash on court when Cameron Norrie takes on Jacob Fernley.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A cloudy start today, but brighter later with sunny spells, highs of 25. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Chris Golds.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Radio X.
We'll be right back.
This
is Radio X.
Northwest Magic there. Stone Roses, I Wanna Be Adored. Sophie Svensson in for Adam Brown, and we're going to keep it all about Greater Manchester now with your Radio X Record of the Week. From the man who's going to be joining the Gallaghers, making musical history once more, Richard Ashcroft, not only supporting Oasis this summer, but back with new music. This is fabulous. Didn't expect this at all, but I am loving it. This is your Radio X Record of the Week from the brilliant Richard Ashcroft. This is Lover on Radio X.
love these times that got us perplexed. It's like the fear is driving you. You don't know what comes next. It's just like loving, healing, that spiritual thing. It's just like love. Ooh, ooh, you make my heart wanna sing.
Can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame. What a shame the poor groom's bride is all. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. Well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
At the disco, I write sins, not tragedies. Right, Toby Tarrant is sitting in for Chris at 6:30 today, only 50 minutes to go. Stand by. And whatever you are doing today, have a fabulous one, won't you? I'm going to be surviving the rest of a very wet half term, trying to entertain the children. Like yesterday, we got the Lego out, we played that, we baked, we got the Play-Doh out. Then we built a massive Hot Wheels track. That killed 45 minutes. Damn my no TV rules. Damn. Right, you stay there. Blossoms the Wombats and the lady who took over the world in 1995 next.
Radio X. You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. TrustedTrader.com.
that's Little Dish. We've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah. Your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight right now.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry. Terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Ready, steady, the Toyotathon sale event is on.
Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyotathon sale event is on. Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Speeding through the Smiler's 14-loop roller coaster to taking on the twists and turns of the runaway mine train. Alton Towers Resort. There's no feeling like it. Book a day or a stay today. Height restrictions apply.
Get into the music. Radio X.
My Charlemagne.
Blossom, Charlemagne. Playing this for Ruth in Leicester. This is Morning Sophie. It's my birthday today. Having a chilled one. We'll enjoy that, won't you, Ruth? And happy birthday. Right, Toby Tarrant is on the way. You're sitting in for Chris today, but it's almost time for me to go. Thank you so much for having me this week. You can get your Adam Brown Bear fix at 10 o'clock today. He is sitting in for Toby Tarrant. But I'm going to leave you with some Alanis Morissette after this belter. The Wombats, fantastic tune from them. This is Can't Say No on Radio X.
A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody. Idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void.
Radio X.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you? You
seem very well. Things look peaceful. I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know. Did you forget about me, Mr. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you?
Show with Toby Tarrant.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Hello, good morning. Yes, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles for one morning only. Technically, I'm on holiday.
Yeah, it's nice to come in. Morning, Tobes.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yeah, I got a frantic call from my boss last week. He was like, you know, you're on holiday yet next week? And I was like, yeah. He's like, are you around? What are you doing? It's like, I'm aroundish. Could you maybe, perchance, perhaps, cover Chris Moyles on the Friday? I said, yeah, fine. When the bat signal goes out,
yeah,
you know, when the radio station is in trouble.
That's right. Exactly.
I can't
you
reject
pick your cape
the call.
On.
I do.
Get in your Batmobile.
Yeah. You can't see right now because I'm above the desk, but yeah. I'm wearing my pants over my jeans Superman.
It actually looks really good.
It is.
It does look good, Toby. Yeah.
You fit in Leicester Square.
Yeah, I do. By the way, thank you to Sophie Svensson. Thank you, Sophie. Have a lovely weekend. But yes, Sophie did her job. She did an immaculate job back timing.
Yeah, she did.
And then I forgot and just pressed the button too early.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm on holiday.
That's it.
Yeah.
This show doesn't even count. I'll be invoicing, but it doesn't really count.
If anything goes wrong today, there's no reason why it should go, because it never goes wrong when you're on. But if anything were to go wrong, you're on holiday.
I'm on holiday.
Doesn't matter.
We should have one of those signs like, day since last accident for you.
Yeah.
There's a bit in Futurama. Have you ever seen that? Where he goes to change a sign from day since last accident and accidentally hammers the number into his thumb. So then he has to change it, but he can't reach the zero. That's essentially what every day at Radio X for me is like. but like I say, even if after the show tonight I get a call from my boss going, Toby, what's happened? I've just come into work. The radio station's off air. There's a fire. And look, I'm on holiday.
Have you had a nice holiday up until today?
I have. I had I had a week to take off before July anyway. Because that's when my next batch of holiday kicks in. And I was like, I'm not leaving a week in the bank.
Yeah.
And Pippa, never heard of her. Who?
Exactly. Yeah, what?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That show business.
I literally thought somebody at the door there. It's still early, isn't it?
I'm on holiday. So I originally booked it off for next week.
Right.
I was going to go up to Anfield and see Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
Ah, yes.
On the Wednesday night. But then when Liverpool won the league and I found out about the parade, I was like, I've got to do that.
Of course.
And so I took this week off instead. So I went up to Liverpool and basically got hammered drunk for 3 days. It's not big and it's not clever, but I'm on holiday.
Exactly.
And
on holiday.
So did that, came back, recovered for a day. Then went to see Francis Rossi of Status Quo on Wednesday night.
What would you do? Wait, just in the pub?
So Dad's been mates with the Quo lads.
Yeah.
Paul Rick's no longer with us.
No, that's
but
right.
Since the 70s. And Dad basically always goes to see them.
Right.
And he was doing a sort of in conversation with, but he brought his guitar and did a load of songs as well.
Oh, great.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. So that was Wednesday night. Now there's a couple of things I need to talk about. Now, I'm going to, for those missing, former executive producer of the Chris Moyle Show, Pippa. She's been in top Pippa form the last week.
Oh, no. What's that? I mean, oh, good. What's happened?
I've got a couple of stories I'll tell you before 7 o'clock. And then played golf yesterday, and now I'm here.
How'd you get on?
What is golf? I went around in 84 last week.
Yeah, you did. Very good.
And then I went around in like 97.
Oh, really? That's golf for you.
Just basically kept hitting my drive out of bounds like I always did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Left to right. Morning, golf fans.
Anyway, so I'm on holiday and I've, you know, nobly drugged myself.
I've nobly drugged myself and I'm on holiday.
Sorry. I've nobly dragged myself out of bed is the sentence I was going for.
That's better. The first one seems like a problem for later.
Does somebody ever transcribe the words that are said on the radio? Does that exist?
It does.
So it's, if you go back to 6:35, Toby drugged himself.
So I've been on holiday and I nobly drugged myself.
Well done.
And I've been off my mind never since. I've nobly dragged myself out of bed to come and rescue a radio station in trouble this morning. And I get off the tube at Leicester Square and I start walking along. I'm a bit tired because I've had a bit of a big week, and this bloke comes up to me and he goes, "One for the road, mate." And I went "What?" And he goes, "Do you want another drink for the road, mate? Do you want to come into this strip club?" And I said, "What road?" I said, I'm not on the lash. This is me going to work.
Yeah.
What a way to give yourself a complex. He looked at me like I've been out all night. Bear in mind, it's 6 a.m.
Was this just outside the casino?
It was, yes.
Right. So
you went in.
Yes, you went in. Long story short, I've got to play a song, so I'm gonna go to the strip club.
Yeah. I had a guy who, every morning this happens. It's ridiculous. It's the same guy as well. So he just clapped his hand and went, "Morning, player." I was like, hello. He goes, you coming in? And the kid says, no, I'm on my way to work. Oh, you're going to work? It's like, yes. People weren't. I'm just bowling around Leicester Square looking for a casino. Morning player.
Oh, that's how I'm going to greet you from now on. Morning player.
Yeah. See you in 5 hours.
See you in 5 hours.
Yeah, anyway, long story short, you know that I'm going to work. I'll be out in 10.
Yeah.
Right, so I need to give you an update on executive, former executive producer Pippa of the Chris Moyle Show. We've got a busy, busy show. I've got an hour of music from 9 o'clock, which I'm very excited about, because normally I try and come up with a bit of a theme for an hour of music.
Yeah.
It was only on Wednesday I messaged James going, oh yeah, it's Friday, can I pick an hour of tunes? So the theme this Friday is songs I like.
Excellent.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Good theme.
Thank you.
Toby's theme.
We're going to be rummaging around in Dom's sack.
That's it.
Which I'm excited about.
Yep.
Couple of news stories I've spotted, including one that James sent me. Did you just search that word on Google News?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what word it is? Don't say it out loud now. No, you're probably right.
Is it rude?
Yeah.
James is filth.
He is filth.
No, isn't not
he?
Your level, but...
Like... No. You are way worse. James is the only one who's got Danny from Babe Station's number in his phone.
Only for your reasons.
No, that's, I haven't got a number, James.
Production reasons.
Right.
Is your back phone background still Anthea Turner blowing out your birthday candles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Chelsea mind that?
Yeah.
No, she loves it.
She loves it.
It's too soppy to have Chelsea as my background.
Yeah, imagine that.
Well, Pippa has me and her on our wedding day as her phone background.
That's nice.
And I've got Keith Richards.
Right.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah. We got that. We got a game of Sticky Twisty to look forward to.
Oh, we're playing that? Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to play that a bit later on.
Yeah.
Producer John Shaw has prepared a game of that for us.
Nice.
All that, and I haven't even got a copy of the Daily Star yet. So imagine how good this show's going to be when we get one of them. Yeah, producer John Shaw, if you're listening in the other studio, can you get me the Daily Star, please? Otherwise, well, we might as well go to the strip club.
Yeah.
I'm on holiday.
No, you're not now.
6:39. Oh, there's John with the Daily Star. Sam Fender, Saturday, on Radio X.
Overtired, overworked, underpaid, under pressure. Always tying up loose ends. The unchained melody, out of tune remedy for the weekend. To cure the weekday blues. Raise my heart rate, inflate my pupils, give me something. Just to smoothen off the edge. Call me dumb, call me scum, call me plain and simple.
is Radio X.
Toby Tarrant.
Has learned to fly on Radio X. Has intern Louis been referenced on air yet?
Not specifically,
no.
But he is, I think, one of the tallest people I've ever met in real life. Even taller than you, Tobes.
I go away for 1 week,
yeah,
and you replace me with a guy who's taller than me.
He is 6'6". Yeah.
What are you?
6'5".
Oh.
And
tiny.
Do you know what? It's doing my head in this. I remember a point where I was the tallest person in this building.
Yeah.
It was between me and Feakston.
I know.
Right?
And
now we've got this new, what's his job? Big important man.
Simon.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 6'7".
Yes.
CEO, is that what he is?
Yes.
See? Big important guy.
Yes.
And he's taller than me.
Dan Walker.
Now, I've got an inch on Dan Walker.
Well,
it's the only reason Pippa's still with me.
So you got an inch on Dan.
Dan,
yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Louis has an inch on you. Sadly, Toby.
And our CEO, no wonder he's the boss. He's got loads of inches on me.
Exactly.
Anyway.
He's got a foot on James.
Hasn't he?
Yes. He probably has.
Yes, he does.
Probably has.
Yeah.
He could pick you up and carry you around like girls do with chihuahuas in a handbag.
That's it.
Yes, that's how I get around the building.
Lovely, man.
Hi, Simon. Hi, James.
He's out of a little bag.
He seems game for a laugh on you, CEO. Can we please get him to carry you around in a little bag?
That's too far.
But yeah, I go away for 1 week.
Mm.
I come back. There's a new intern who's taller than me. Yeah. How has that happened?
I know.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
He has to duck when he walks through the door. I mean, you know.
And I've told you this before, but the worst thing is, so he's 6'6".
Yes.
Because I'm 6'5".
Mm.
And if you're 6'6", you are scientifically considered a giant.
Really?
So I'm as much of a giant as James, technically. Yeah, we're just both not giants.
We're basically the same, aren't
so
we?
So the intern went that extra inch that I always wanted to go. When I got to about 6'4", I was like, if I keep going here, I could be a giant. Gutted.
Louis waving that in your face.
Yeah.
Well, so to speak.
Come on.
Hey, we're on holiday.
You're on holiday.
No, we're reminder, not. You were.
You're not anymore.
Toby, you just gave me a heart attack. My alarm went off and the radio came on. I'm 2 weeks into my new job. I heard your dulcet tones, then a song playing, and I thought I'd overslept until gone 10 a.m. I nearly pooed myself, says Dawn in West Sussex.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you for sharing.
Glad you didn't.
What a catch.
I'm in for just one day. My boss called me desperately.
Mm.
This radio station really fall apart at the seams if I wasn't here.
That's right.
I often think that.
Yeah, do you?
I will often say it during contract negotiation times, and then they say, yeah, no, we don't think that.
And I go, did you say it in that way where you nearly started laughing as you were talking?
The thing is, right, sat there with my agent, the thing is, right, this radio station would fall apart at the seams if I wasn't here. Yeah, no, we don't agree, and here's our offer. Fair enough, I'll sign. Now, John's texting saying, I have got my home-cured streaky bacon frying in a pan as my phone background. Just thought you'd like to know.
Oh, lovely. Home-cured. Wow.
So, because I was discussing the fact that, so, Jay, what's your phone background, Dom?
Do you know what?
Can you show it?
I can show it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask me why.
The two stars.
Strategically placed clock.
But it's a pair of donkey ears sticking out of a big wall.
You show it. It's gone off. Show us that again.
Sorry.
You got an ass as your background?
Yeah, essentially.
Of course you have.
This was when we were in Yorkshire, me and Lucy were in Settle in Yorkshire, and I thought, that's funny, and I put that, and then I put a picture of the kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably more appropriate, so my three children.
Yeah.
And then about 2 months ago, it's just diverted back to the donkey. I can't get the donkey off my phone. If I had a pound.
Well, James is his Anthea Turner blowing out his birthday cake candles.
Yeah, that's lovely, James, isn't it?
Nice picture. Yeah.
And and then Pippa, my wife's photo is us on our wedding day.
Mm.
And mine's Keith Richards, but I've got the amazing Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5. Best phone I've ever had in my life. Samsung, if you're listening.
You're rocking the Android.
Just want to mention that.
Yeah.
Keith Richards on the outside,
mm-hmm.
but because it folds open, you get to have a second bigger photo.
Right.
Probably where I should put Pippa.
Like a locket when you open it.
Yeah, but I've got Ben Stokes.
Oh, brilliant.
scoring that 158 at Headingley.
That's a nice picture,
isn't it? It's a great photo of Ben, isn't it? He looks lovely.
He looks lovely.
Well done, Ben. Anyway, I keep meaning to tell these two Pippa stories. I'll do it in a sec. Florence and the Machine, you've got the love on Radio X. Happy Friday.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough, and things go wrong no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh, when friends are gone, I know my savior.
Sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
It's right before my eyes and I can take it if it's what I want to do.
Cinema Club, What You Know on Radio X, Friday morning, nearly 7 o'clock. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles for just one day. I don't know how we got here. We're talking about phone backgrounds. James's is Anthea Turner blowing out his candles.
It's a lovely picture, actually.
Thank you.
Dominic's is an ass.
Yes. It's a donkey on the other side of a wall. Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
And mine is Keith Richards on the front when you open it up, because I've got the brilliant Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5, best phone I've ever had, morning Samsung. When I open up, Ben Stokes scoring his runs at Headingley.
Whereas my wife, Pippa, has a photo of us on our wedding day.
Yeah, it does speak volumes, doesn't it, Tobes?
Well, Veal makes a good point here. He goes, I fully support the Ben Stokes phone background at Headingley. That is a moment that will never happen again, but you can get married several times.
Good point, Veal.
Very good point, actually.
Very good point.
Do you know what? That's how I'll justify it to Pippa.
Yes, you'll love it.
There'll be other wedding days.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. Live a little.
Yeah.
Scott says, thanks, Toes. My girlfriend just checked to see if I have her as my phone screensaver and was upset to find it's actually Deep Space Nine. I said, that's just the screensaver, though. So she unlocked it, and my background was the USS Enterprise. Now, this is genius, this. My phone background is a football pitch. I then split my apps into groups and make them into different formations.
Oh, brilliant.
That's the best. That's genius.
That's a great idea.
I'm doing that. I mean, it's tragic. It's so tragic, but it's a sort of tragedy that I live for that.
I'm going 442 today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a great idea.
I'm playing YouTube and Twitter up front. Good place.
Radio X.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
So, Mrs. Johnson, as a guest of this wedding, did you have to drive 200 miles to get here?
I did.
And do you, Mr. Johnson, have to drive all the way back home again this evening?
I do.
Well, I declare that perhaps you better get a travel lodge.
Wedding coming up. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort. At travelodge.co.uk.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Current terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years,